Grant's Farm, 10501 Gravois Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63123. 314-843-1700. http://www.grantsfarm.com. Accessibility rating. Overall, 3 out of 5 stars. Transportation accessibility, 3 out of 5 stars. Availability of docent-led guides upon request, 4 out of 5 stars. On-site docents and staff, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Visibility of featured attractions, 4 out of 5 stars. Tactile and auditory components, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Last evaluated on October 3, 2021 by Seyun Choi, BCE Arts and Entertainment Program Associate. Like the St. Louis Zoo, Grant's Farm is a local outdoor facility that showcases a small variety of animals, wildlife, and is known for its signature Anheuser-Busch products and memorabilia. Due to these spacious grounds, lack of braille, and large print maps and signages, it is not the most accessible facility for a blind or visually impaired individual to visit unaccompanied. However, since the facility is geared more towards younger aged visitor, it is unlikely that a blind or visually impaired person will be visiting Grant's Farm alone. This is not to say that blind or visually impaired visitors cannot enjoy themselves at Grant's Farm, as many of the animal attractions are either very interactive or in very close proximity to the visitor. Nevertheless, a visit with a sighted companion will allow you to take full advantage of the features and attractions. Grant's Farm is not particularly close to any metro bus stops. The closest transit station is located just a few miles north of Gravois Road in Shrewsbury, the Shrewsbury Lansdowne I-44 station. This is a terminating stop and the far most southwestern point on Metro's light rail service, but new to Metro in 2021 is VIA, a free or low-cost minibus service. Passengers transferring from Metrolink could request a ride from the light rail station and be dropped off at some chosen destination, or individuals within the designated zones could request a ride to get to either a Metrolink station or to another destination. Passengers using VIA will likely need to request to be dropped off along Gravois and Grant's intersection, which is about 2.5 to 4 mile walk along the trail to the main entrance. Additionally, Metro Coloride Service, rideshare services such as Uber and Lyft, local cab companies, or other sighted drivers should get passengers to Grant's Farm as well. It is important to note that guest drop-offs are prohibited and all vehicles entering the parking lot must pay. Therefore, I strongly encourage all visitors to plan a trip to Grant's Farm as part of a group or with a sighted companion. Admission to the farm is free, though parking and some additional programming and activities are not. The grounds present a few significant navigational obstacles, but most of these could easily be overcome through requesting the proper sighted assistance as needed. Only 3 out of the 4 restrooms are identified with braille signage, the restroom by the general store being the one without. It is unclear if Grant's Farm plans to update these signs to add braille currently. Consequently, the grounds lack braille signage for even the most basic amenities, solidifying the need for a sighted companion during the visit. Upon arrival, all visitors receive a map and a list of the day's scheduled shows. Visually impaired visitors who may need to reference this material, such as parents, should be able to utilize their low vision aids, such as a portable video magnifier or smartphone app that could quickly convert print to text. Showtimes can also be obtained by visiting the Grant's Farm website, which is likely the most accessible method. Otherwise, visitors will find navigating the grounds relatively straightforward if given clear verbal directions. I particularly found traveling with a guide dog serves a major advantage here, as they can navigate around various obstacles such as other visitors and ensure that you are in a proper pathway, with a downside being other guests, particularly children, who may distract your guide. Still, I encourage requesting extra assistance, particularly within the more open and spacious areas such as the outdoor eating facilities. When first entering the farm, one of the first noticeable attractions is the tram tour. This is an excellent way to explore the sites and wide variety of wildlife at Grant's Farm. The farmers operating the trams are not only very descriptive, but narrate various elements on the scene and animals passing by, which is very informative for the visually impaired visitors. Low vision guests may often see some animals roaming by rather close to the tram as well. The tram ride concludes at the Tiered Garden, a very centrally located position within Grant's Farm. At this point, the visitor can access various hands-on and interactive activities such as riding a carousel, feeding and petting small animals in the petting zoo, getting one's picture taken with one of the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, and exploring the facility's collection of various Anheuser-Busch carriages, which may not be touched. Additionally, paid programs that include a parakeet feeding experience, a Clydesdale VIP tour, and camel rides offer even more opportunities for interacting directly with the resident wildlife. There are always staff members on duty at these key points of interest, providing adequate supervision for the children and making it very easy to solicit sighted assistance when necessary. There are several more animals not included in the petting zoo that may be petted if the animal chooses to wander close enough to the railing of their enclosure, which they often do. During times when the park is less crowded, it is common to find staff walking around with snakes and other animals for the public to examine on an up-close and personal level. A plethora of birds inhabit Grant's Farm, and even if a person cannot see them, they can frequently be heard throughout the park, adding a pleasant auditory aspect to the atmosphere. The farm also offers two 30-minute shows at regular intervals throughout the day, the Small Animal Show and the Elephant Show. These are all great opportunities for kids to see some of the many inhabitants of Grant's Farm showing off their unique talents. Often, especially in the Small Animal Show, the hosts look for kids to participate in certain tricks, stunts, or activities, adding another potential layer of participation and public interaction. Requesting a front row seat by an on-duty staff member at the amphitheater will allow a low-vision visitor to receive the best possible view of the animals, although it may still be best to utilize a device such as binoculars or monocular if the individual must sit further back. The seating rows are spacious, but guide dog users will likely need to locate an accessible seating area or a spot with low foot traffic to make sure your dog does not get stepped on. There are multiple locations around the grounds where the individual may purchase snacks and drinks. Meals are also served at the Brat House, an outdoor picnic area that offers a variety of barbecue items, drinks, German music, and complimentary alcoholic beverages for visitors 21 years of age or older. There are no braille nor large print menus available, but the staff is very friendly and willing to help a visually impaired individual place an order in a timely manner. The wide variety of animals that may be seen at Grant's Farm often overshadow its historic background. While the grounds are now the ancestral home of the Bush family, this location was once the home of the United States' 18th president, Ulysses S. Grant, after whom the farm and the road that travels along is named. His cabin still sits on the grounds, about a mile from its original location. Interested visitors and groups may book a private tour of the house online or upon arrival. It is a unique opportunity that should not be overlooked when deciding to visit. General information about animals, shows, special events, and directions can be found on the Grant's Farm website. The site lacks alternative text image descriptions, but is rather well laid out with clear indications for headings and links. I do not anticipate any web accessibility concerns navigating Grant's Farm website on both desktop and mobile web browsers using a screen reading or magnification software. It should be consulted before visiting, as it will greatly prepare you for all scheduled attractions and events. For further inquiries and questions about your visit, contact Steve Bogard, Supervisor, Guest Operations at Grant's Farm. Phone 314-525-0812 or email steve.bogard@anheuser-busch.com.